and the list goes on, on down the line, and the list goes on.
So after we went off the air on the other show, Jimmy said, are you going to do that sexual bullshit every single time for the hump?
I did.
Jimmy, what sexual bullshit?
Just your bullshit. Just your hump.
What do you mean?
Bullshit.
What, my hump? My hump?
Do you want to talk about
my lovely lady lumps?
Oh, fuck. What's the shit that you want to talk about?
Jimmy, I'm just humping around. That's it.
You remind me of when Edge did a promo where he was just reciting the words to his entrance music.
Yeah.
He just did that recently. That's what that made me think of.
I'm just glad that our audience, you know, can get out the seat and hump around.
Well, at least some of them. Who knows how many. I loved how you said to Alex, you were like, yeah, you know, you were on a few exit surveys.
He was.
I'm going to be curious if the numbers start to drop and if people are like, I hate that stupid name.
I mean, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind it, actually. Like, I wouldn't have done it if I didn't like it. So I don't mind it.
Fair. I'm glad that Jimmy doesn't hump unless he likes it. He had to consent to the humping, which is always important.
Way to go, Sean Ross Sapp.
Yeah, always. So, Ace Steel. So, he's been back since before Collision. However, he is not allowed in the buildings. What he was told, to the best of my knowledge, is that it was a security issue. Now, I can't say this definitively. This is my opinion. I would imagine if whoever does the insurance for the buildings or for AEW or whatever that may be is like, we can't insure him. Like, we can't, like, considering he bit somebody and threw a chair and all that stuff, that it could be like an insurance issue. In that sense, because that was what he was told, was that it was an insurance security type of thing.
I don't think that's true.
It's possible.
There were no charges.
That doesn't matter when you know the situation. Like, it can still happen.
No, but like, let's say he slipped and fell and hurt his back backstage at, sure, at the venue. Sure. I don't think he wouldn't get coverage just because he had a fight that did not result in any kind of legal matter.
Well, we also don't know if it resulted in a legal matter, Jimmy.
Well, I mean, that's fine. There
are internal settlements and all that. I can tell you this. He's getting paid his salary. He is not there. I'm told he got back pay as well.
What does he do?
He was a producer. However, now what I'm told is that he had met with Tony Khan in the months before his return, and that he can confer with Punk, with Tony, about certain things. The way that I was told was that he was told that it would be like he'd talk to him for like a month or like once a month or something like that, run over stuff. It very much seems like an in-title only thing. Like, here you go. Here's you getting paid. We'll just deal with this. And that his deal is up in the fall of 2024, I believe it is. I could be wrong, but I was also told that he was permitted to seek work outside of AEW.
I mean, it sounds like he's basically Lanny Poffo.
Yep.
Basically. Yep. All right. I mean, it is a difficult situation again because of Punk's stature as the head of Collision, a show that, you know, like I said, you're hoping is going to get you a new rights fee deal. It's not completely black and white. People are going to look at it and say, Tony's got to be a boss. He's got to be a boss. What are you doing bringing this guy back or whatever? And I agree with that. But I also do think, you know, when you sell Warner Brothers Discovery a bill of goods, and the bill of goods that you sell features a specific name at the top of the marquee, and then something falls apart and you don't get that name, Warner Brothers Discovery isn't going to say, well, Punk's an asshole. Warner Brothers Discovery is going to say, Tony, you fucked up. And so it's a difficult situation, you know?
There have definitely been people in in Warner Brothers that have pointed fingers in the past in conversations that I've heard.
At Tony or a talent?
Anybody that needs their finger pointed out.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. Yeah, it's a tough situation. I mean, let's say that I'm a member of the locker room, right? Let's say somebody that has a problem with Punk. so long as Ace Steele's sitting at home, and so long as Tony Khan could say, look, you know, I had to do something because Punk is the head of this new show and yada, yada, yada. But you're not going to see him because Steele's just going to sit at home, but he's gonna write out his contract. I don't think I'd have a big issue with that if I'm a member of the talent roster. I don't think it would.
No, I mean, I think that based on what I heard, the Ace Steele deal is pretty good. I'm sure he wants to be involved in all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah. 27 at 27, please let me know what the Super Chat is. If it's ever the case where you think that we've missed a Super Chat, please, instead of saying you guys missed it, just say, hey, guys, I think you missed the Super Chat, and then post what it is.
Yeah, copy and paste.
I'll do my best to get it. I mod those shows myself, so big apologies, and I will make good on it either tonight or now or whenever it is that we need to. We'll make good on it. But, Jimmy, how'd you feel about the first ever hump? How did it feel to be humped for the first time?
Wait till my wife finds that one out. I, you know what? It's like any other show, man. I'm cool with the new name. I'm cool with the new logo. We're working on a new jingle. There's a little select thing. We're working on a new jingle. We're going to get a new intro made. I think I'll do a new thing for this post show as well. Yeah. And merchandise as well. We're going to get some merch up because we like the new logo. So it's all good. Once again, I did it to prove once again that I listen. And when our, you know, beloved fan base viewers, when they ask for something, I will do it. Well, you know, to a degree. And so happy to appease those that asked for it.
Me too. And it worked. It worked. 27 at 27 says, Miss Super Chat. This is exactly how I'd like you all to do it. So thank you. Do you know if Punk is an employee? TK said in an interview that Punk has an office job. What talent are pro Punk other than FTR? Ooh.
He's cool with Starks. Yeah. Pretty sure.
I mean, I would assume so. They work together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to be careful when I say pro Punk because I don't want to imply they are negative anyone else.
Right, right, right.
I know that House of Black want to be on Collision. And that's where they just want to be. Like, that's where they want to be at.
But that doesn't mean they don't like the Elite. You know, maybe they just like the because Collision is more of a in-ring show, but not a aerial in-ring show. It's more of a mat-based in-ring show. And I could see House of Black liking that. So.
Yes. Danhausen certainly is as well. But again, I'm not saying that they're negative anybody else.
Sure.
In that sense. I'm not going to go and throw that out there. Somebody's asking how long I'm in the UK for. I am there for, I fly Friday night, land Saturday morning, and leave Monday afternoon. I am not getting on British time. I'm going to stay on Eastern time. Because I'm there for two nights and coming back. I don't even know if I have any specific work set up there because I don't think they're doing like interviews, but it's one of those things where it's like, I feel like I need to be there to capture that considering it's my damn job. And we'll probably get some shorts and stuff like that. But also,
you want to take in the spectacle. Like, let's not lie. You want to take in the spectacle.
I do want to take in the spectacle.
And I would like to as well. I just, you know, I have certain obligations and I can't, but I would like to as well.
And also, Maggie of Coexisting of Rob and Maggie is going to be there. I think it might be her first show ever. And I want to make sure that, you know, she gets the Fightful experience as well. Maybe she can do some work for us. What
does that mean? You're going to like take her out for dinner and expense it? Is that what that means?
Probably, yeah. We should, shouldn't we? You know what? We should. That's a good idea, Jimmy.
Yeah. Find a chuck wagon by the building.
What is a chuck wagon?
Where you can get like chips and stuff.
Oh, man. Somebody says no SRS at Louisville SmackDown. I didn't even realize that they were going to be in Louisville. When the hell are they going to be there? Is it going to be? Yep. The day I fly out. Go figure.
Oh, really?
Go figure.
Sean's wife covering SmackDown for Fightful.com.
Zero chance. Zero chance of that on a Friday. I don't work Fridays in the spring and fall because she's a teacher. So those are way, way, way too valuable. Mike Straw says expense dinners on Fightful are good times. There you go. He would know.
Yeah, didn't he do something in Buffalo for us?
He did do something in Buffalo.
Yeah,
I
thought so. Yeah.
Somebody's saying sell hump merchandise outside of Wembley. We got shop.fightful.com. And no, we don't know where I'm sitting yet. I have no idea. But it'll be fun. Not looking forward to the flight over. I just hate that flight over. The flight back, not so bad.
But you missed the part in the super chat about, does Punk have a employment contract office job?
I don't think so. Or okay, I don't know so. There are people that speculate it all the time, but there's been nothing confirmed to me, and Tony has downplayed it. However, I don't know how honest that, I don't want to say honest. I don't know how accurate that is. I'm going to keep finding out though. If so, he hasn't said as much outside of I've got a business to run here, but it is certainly a talking point that a lot of other people have had.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, when he signed his deal, they weren't giving that out to everybody. So maybe he did or didn't have it then, but it wouldn't surprise me that as part of the agreement to get him back, that was tossed in. That wouldn't shock me.
Yeah. Is that it, Jimmy? We're sitting here. We did 70 minutes.
Let me ask you one thing. Actually, a couple things. So the first one is Darby Allin. He cut a promo on AEW's Control Center, which is on AEW's YouTube channel. And he said that the TNT title has lost all its value. Now, it could have been part of just a promo because he wants to challenge Luchasaurus at All Out for the TNT title. But what were your thoughts on him suggesting that the TNT title has lost all its value? And he talked about how it's been hot potatoed and all that.
I think it is him building. I think he's being honest to his feelings. But I think it's him saying, I want to restore some prestige to this title. Because when it was, you know, him and Cody and Brody going back and forth, it did hold a little bit more. But I mean, I felt like it held a little bit more because one, Brody held it, and you know, we hold Brody in such high regard. Unfortunately, he passed away, but Cody couldn't win the world title. So when he won the TNT title, it was that, okay, well, he could be world champion if he wanted to be, but he can't. It's not something that is an option for him.
I thought Miro had a good run too. I like Miro's run.
And it certainly has been hot potatoed. I mean, nobody has held that title for 2 months since Wardlow. It went Joe, Darby, Joe, Wardlow, Hobbs, Wardlow,
right,
Luchasaurus. Right. And even before Wardlow, nobody held it for 3 months before Miro. Like it's changed an awful lot.
Right. Okay. Last thing for you is, so Vince goes on his medical leave. I think it was whatever day it was, July 21st. And they claim that he's no longer doing any of his duties while he's on medical leave. When you look at the booking right now, it sure seems like Hunter doesn't have meddling happening, because look at Chad Gable. All of a sudden he's on a roll. He's set for an Intercontinental title shot. Piper Niven becomes the women's tag team champion with Chelsea Green. Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae, they're back on TV. They're not doing much, but they're back on TV. LA Knight is actually winning matches. Io Sky becomes the women's champion. And JD McDonagh, like I said, I think he's going to replace Finn Balor in Judgment Day. What are your thoughts on the booking over these last almost 4 weeks that Vince has been on his supposed medical leave?
Seems awfully coincidental that all these people pop back up, and then all of a sudden Johnny Gargano is being referenced again. Piper Niven pops up. You know, the things that you just mentioned, seems that's too much of a coincidence for me.
I think so too. Yeah, I think so too. And it's interesting. I mean, I've been pumping Chad Gable's tires for 4 years. So I love seeing him in the position that he's in.
And but since Vince is out is when I start hearing, oh yeah, this person is getting signed, et cetera, et cetera.
Interesting. All right. That's all I got for you, man.
Survive, guys, thanks for humping with us. We greatly appreciate you guys. We're out.